Russia's invasion of Ukraine, world leaders are trying to pressure Russia to end its onslaught with new sanctions. It comes after the U.S. announced a new $2 billion aid package to Ukraine. In a conclusive late-view interview with ABC World News Tonight anchor David Muir, President Joe Biden said that the rest of the world cannot decide for Ukraine how it should resolve this crisis.
You know, that expression you've heard me use before and others, nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine. We're not going to dictate to them what the end result is. That means they decide that. Ukrainians decide that. But I could picture a circumstance where there is a transition to that. It's not all at one time.
Russian ally China has called for a ceasefire and peace talks between Ukraine and Russia in a vaguely worded proposal.
I think the plan put forward by the Chinese government is an important contribution. I think the call on the need to avoid the use of nuclear weapons is particularly important.
That's Stefan Dujarric speaking on the matter. Ukraine's leader is giving qualified support for China's new involvement in trying to resolve the situation in his country. The president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says that Beijing's interest is not a bad thing and could be useful in isolating Russia. He goes on to say, the question is, what actions follow China's words? There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Voters in Nigeria cast ballots Saturday to choose a new president as Africa's most populous nation struggles with a banknote shortage that some observers fear will result in a lower-than-expected turnout. Some, like student Ruth Habiba Jamo, said that they were not discouraged by the absence of elections officials.
INEC officials are yet to arrive to these premises. We are still waiting on them, so that let them come, so that we'll do what we are here to do.
More winter weather is taking toll on the United States. As Reuters' Ryan Cheng reports, this is quite unusual for places like California.
State highway authorities were forced to shut down the Interstate 5, a major north-south route. Another resident, Deanne Blunk, told Reuters she expects more extreme weather ahead.
A lot of people probably anticipated needing to stock up and having power outages and closures on the roads, which we've had before, especially with the mudslides and the flooding. I think that is one of the biggest concerns, is we are looking at a lot of rainfall, snow, the snow will melt, and the wind. And we worry about the mudslides and the flooding, since we've had it twice already.
Turkey has begun to work to rebuild following the month's devastating earthquakes, as the combined death toll in both Turkey and Syria surpassed 50,000. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
More than 160,000 buildings containing 520,000 apartments collapsed or were severely damaged in the February 6th earthquakes that killed tens of thousands in Turkey and neighboring Syria. The Disaster and Emergency Management Authority announced the death toll in Turkey due to earthquakes rose to more than 44,000 by Friday night. Syria's latest death toll stands at nearly 6,000. Facing an election within months, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has pledged to rebuild homes within a year. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Local officials say that schools are reopening in Syria's rubble-held northwest Saturday after closing for nearly 3 weeks following the earthquake, devastating the region. Many schools were turned into temporary shelters following the 7.8 magnitude earthquake that struck Turkey and neighboring parts of Syria on February 6 and killed tens of thousands of people. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.